What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Good morning, millennials. Welcome back to the Morning Toast. Happy Friday. Wow, you did it. We did it. We're here. We can celebrate with another wonderful episode of the Morning Toast. And hey, Claudia, how are you doing? Even though I have a feeling it's not well, bitch.
Yeah, I was cocktailing it up left, right, thinking I'm Frank Sinatra last night. But Frank Sinatra doesn't have a podcast. And that's the difference between me and Frank Sinatra. So all that to say, I am okay.
You know what? You've been working hard. You deserve a night out on the town.
I agree.
And you're here. You're here to do your due diligence, to do your duty. And that's all we can ask of you. So I hope you had a really great time. What did you do?
Yes, I'm here to make a duty, do my duty. I went out to dinner for drinks with the girlies. And then, you know, one thing led to another. We headed to a gay bar. And somehow I'm home at 3 a.m. It's just the night really got away from me. I didn't intend by no means necessary.
You intended because you texted me last night saying, I think we should do the show like a little later in the morning. And I was like, fabulous. That works for me. And I know when you're saying that, you're giving yourself permission to go hard.
That is what I was doing. I forgot I left a paper trail with you.
You left a paper trail. But, like, it's totally fine. We're happy for you, really. Like, I hope you enjoyed immensely. Because you've been doing really great work here at the Morning Toast. I've been thoroughly enjoying watching all of the episodes. And your girl deserves a night out.
Thank you. And I very rarely treat myself, you know. I'm really kind of, like, I'm always adhering to my diet. And I'm really trying to limit my alcohol intake. Mm-hmm. So it's nice to just kind of let loose for once and be that girl. Because I'm really never her.
Who is she? You don't know her.
You don't know her. I was also just, like, feeling my look last night. I got a new Fendi purse and matching earrings. And I immediately started acting different.
Yeah, you looked really great. We got dressed over FaceTime.
Right.
And you looked really cute, and you should have been feeling your look.
Thank you. I am. You're being so complimentary this morning.
I am. I don't know why. I just feel like you need to be lifted up, like, in a major way. She's, like, unwell. Also, I'm feeling my look this morning because I got a new set of pajamas. I don't know if you can see.
I've seen them. I opened the package. They arrived at the studio, and then I
Oh, so you got a sneak peek. No, these are the first pair of pajamas that I've had in a while that aren't stained with nipple cream. And they were sent to me. They're Rach Parcell. And they're just, like, kind of really, like, stunning and sexy and comfortable. And I won't put my nipple cream on now because I love them and I don't want to stain them. But, you know, my nips hurt.
Well, I have to say, I opened the box that they arrived in. And the note was like, oh, here are some goodies for you and your sisters. So I immediately beeline for all the extra larges, and there was none. So Rach Parcell sent us goodies, but forgot to include me in the
package. No, it wasn't from Rach specifically. I would love to think that it was. It was from this PR company that also reps Rach. They sent a ton of their, like, brands, and they were all maternity stuff, so I don't know what was for you, unless you took it out. But it was all, like, maternity and baby stuff.
But you're wearing pajamas, and you don't have to be pregnant to wear pajamas.
You know, but you do. You do. It helps.
No, actually, you don't. You don't.
Actually, they did send two pairs of these pajamas now that I think about it. They did. They sent one extra small and one medium, and I thought that was really flattering.
And I have to say, being hungover on Passover is a crime. It is disgusting. And, like, I would just feel so much better already if I just was able to have had a grilled cheese this morning. But the fact that I'm sitting here with, like, this disgruntled piece of matzah, like, is a hate crime. It's anti-Semitic.
Yeah. it's hard to like feel bad for you, you know, because it's so self-inflicted and like you didn't prepare. And I do think that there's probably something that you could eat that would make you feel better, but you just like don't have any food in your house.
Yeah, no, I like it's amazing that I'm as fat as I am when my home is literally like a dieter's dream. There's not a snack in sight. There's like water, Diet Coke, and like lemons in the fridge. I'm literally Yolanda Hadid. Like,
literally. I'm really worried about you and your food situation, but you're going to power through because you're so close to the weekend. You have a great weekend planned, and all you have to do is deliver the Fast Five before you get there. Plus, we're going to do a little TV recap because it's been a minute. We need to recap the Kardashians.
Yes. I wanted to let everyone know. I think people think the TV recap segment is gone for good, and it's not. But, like, I'm not going to ask people to watch Real Housewives of New Jersey the day before they come on the toast. Like, give them homework. And, like, they're already doing me a favor by coming on the show. So, like, I just can't push my luck. The TV recap will make an official return when Jackie does. But it's not gone for
good. Yeah. And if I'm on the show on Monday, there's nothing to recap. So it's just like whenever I'm on, if there was something we watched last night, we'll talk about it. But it just hasn't lined up. Right. The TV recap will be back. But we can do a mini one today because I want to talk about the Kardashians.
Me too. Episode two. Watched it yesterday. So good.
So good. So premium.
A little and dragged out.
Summer House and Real Housewives of New Jersey. The fact that like we still haven't gone to SNL. And also, I was going to call you yesterday and say this to you. But like... And it's a big deal that Kim's on SNL. It really is. But she's, like, making it, giving it so much, like, more credit than it is. Like, she's really acting like she's giving, like, the State of the Union. And it's like, this is a show watched by 10 people. You're so much cooler than it.
No, it's so true. And, like, it's nice that she's giving it the respect, like, people think it deserves.
But it doesn't.
But, yeah, it's like, Kim, you're literally the most famous bitch on the planet. Like, nobody cares about SNL. It's so beyond irrelevant. Like... Love this for you, but, like, stop talking about it.
No, she's, like, getting so bent out of shape about it. And it's like, you do a million bigger things every single day.
Mm-hmm.
So
I agree.
Okay, but we'll discuss in depth in the TV recap. And I guess we should just jump right in because we need to make the most of every minute that we have with you.
You know, I just feel like it's going to be an episode of highs and lows, you know?
Yeah, well, we have some good stories, so it should be exactly that. So without further ado, and yes, obligatory, how is Dew doing ever since his surgery?
If you want to see him, I'll tilt my computer a little bit. Do you catch an eye on him?
No, I still can't see him, and this episode isn't video, so.
Oh, right. He is doing well. He's on a new diet. They think he's maybe developed an allergy to his existing diet. So Theo's just having some tummy problems still, but his spirits are extremely high.
We love that. Also, it was Theo's birthday on 420. Yes. And our king is 5 years old, and I'm just felling over
emotional.
Him.
It's really emotional. I can't lie.
Like, it is.
I really can't think about it for, like, too long a period, because then I, like, spiral into, like, you know, Theo potentially one day, like, being dead. And, like, I'll literally just fling myself off of the roof. Like, I don't even want to talk about it.
Today he is five. Well, he's a glorious five. He's such a king. And we love him. And I felt like we needed to pay our respects. So now, without further ado.
And I'm taking him away for the weekend for his birthday.
Oh my God. Sorry. So cute. A farm chemin weekend.
Yeah, like we're having like a little lag in our interface.
Yeah, you are so blurry.
Oh, well, that's why I didn't mean to interrupt you. You can continue.
No, I guess there was further ado.
And yeah, there was. There was.
But now, without further ado, it is time for the Fast Five stories that you need to know before you wake up and take a bite out of your morning toast.
And today's episode is brought to you by Canva. Making content is an essential part of what we do to keep this show going. But it hasn't always been a seamless creative process. If you scroll down to our Instagram before we started using Canva, there are some turnt graphics because neither Jackie nor I are really graphics girlies. But ever since we found Canva Pro, we can design anything like a pro on any device. All the schedules you guys have been seeing for guest hosts are all made on Canva. Pretty much every graphic you see on the Morning Toast Instagram is made on Canva Pro. It's a design platform that empowers you to create and share stunning content in just a few clicks. Designing with Canva Pro is amazingly fast and fun, and you can choose from thousands of templates that are easy to use, easy to customize, or you can start from scratch. They also have a content planner, on the Canva Pro. You'll save time planning, creating, and posting social media content. You can pause, schedule posts, edit them anytime. It's really just like a no-brainer. I don't really feel like I need to explain to you why you should get Canva Pro. I like how I'm feeling like passive aggressive. But seriously, like, you're trying to run a business and you don't have Canva Pro. Like, what's wrong with you? Like, that's on you. And that's why you're not, you know, succeeding in the way that you want to succeed. So get on Canva Pro. Design like a pro with Canva Pro right now.
Get your fucking ass up and get Canva Pro.
No, seriously. Like, that's why it seems like no one wants to use Canva Pro these days. Right now, you can get a free 45-day extended trial when you use promo code. Just go to canva.me/toast. That's canva.me/toast. You get a free 45-day extended trial at canva.me/toast. Sorry, you guys. I don't know, like, what got into me at the end of that read. I was just like, seriously, like, I can't believe I have to explain to you why you need to use Canva Pro. Like, it's literally a premium experience. Like,
it's such a no-brainer. It takes your business from 0 to 100, and you don't need, like, a course in graphic design.
No, and I'm just, like, sitting here, honestly, like, saying something so obvious that it's actually belittling to the intelligence of our listeners. And I'm not going to do that, okay? All right, next up, we are also brought to you by Peloton today. Peloton is stepping into the ring with their newest discipline, No Gloves Needed. Discover a fast, furious, and fun workout with Peloton instructors in your corner. Even if you've never boxed before, these classes will have you working up a sweat while working on the fundamentals of form, footwork, and fun combos that will keep you on your toes. So they're pushing you further with so much new on the Peloton Bike and the Peloton Bike Plus. They've got new classes, new music, new ways to keep your workouts fun and motivating. They also are obviously known for their artist series music selections, and they're adding new fun artist series classes all the time. So you can work out to the music of a single artist for an entire class. You could do a genre. You could do pop, rock, hip hop, EDM. There's over 100 artist series to choose from. They have a workout for every day and every schedule, so you can de-stress from a long day with 30 minutes of strength and 20 minutes of cardio, or do a quick 15-minute total body class before work. Visit onepeloton.com to learn more. That's onepeloton.com to learn more.
Great. I love Peloton, obviously. I love my bike. I love all the other classes that I do off the bike. It's gotten me through the last 2 years, and it will get me through this next chapter as I try to become the Snatchler, you know?
We love that journey for you. I'm just eating matzo, so I'm going on mute.
Okay, go on mute, and I'll tell you the first story, which is more drama in the Kardashian China trial, which is so crazy.
There is, like, a lot of trials going on that, like, I weirdly care about. I've been following, like, a little bit more Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
Justice for Johnny Depp.
Okay.
He was physically abused.
Okay, the trial is so messy, and it's like
insane.
It's insane, and like, you don't even want to comment on it because it's like such a he said, she said situation.
Right.
But there's also so much at stake and so many things being slung around that, like, you just don't want to get it wrong. So, like, for me personally, I'm staying out of it.
I try to, but, like, the way TikTok is, like, making me care.
I heard that it's all over TikTok.
It's all over TikTok. And honestly, here are my main takeaways. Like, Johnny Depp. P-jom. Hilarious.
Whoa, really?
He's being so funny. Like, I don't know who these turnt lawyers are that work for Amber, but, like, they're not well. Like, they literally can't even speak. And Johnny's, like, looking at them while he's, like, being cross-examined. And it's like, are you kidding? Like, they're just asking moronic questions. Every time they submit new evidence and they, like, reading text messages, the guy's like, you said on March 23rd, I'm on my way home. Did I read that correctly? He's always, did I read that correctly? And Johnny's like, I'm literally looking at the same thing as you. Yes, we're all seeing it. Yes, it's correct. So I am, like, really Johnny. And I feel like there's a lot of evidence that not only is it not true that he abused Amber, she actually was physically abusive towards him. And there's, like, concrete evidence of that. She's, like, on tape saying, like, yeah, Johnny, I hate you. I didn't punch you. Like, she's unwell.
Yeah. It seems like the relationship overall was very toxic. I just saw, like, a clip of him like punching some cabinets.
Okay. And so ready? Okay. So I was under that impression too, but like my mind has kind of been changed. I was like chalking it up to like them being like weird and messy and like not wanting to get involved. But like what I'm, and maybe he's just like an amazing actor, but what I'm seeing from Johnny is like a very gentle man, like very sweet. And that video of him, I used to reference that video all the time with the cabinets. First of all, she like set up a camera and started recording him when he had just found out his mom died. So like manipulative.
Oh,
hold on. Tell the first story. My Chinese food is here. Just pause. I'm going on mute.
So
really
happy
quick.
For you.
I'm not going to eat it, but I just have to ring the pick up the doorbell. Okay.
Okay, that's fine. Kris Jenner is claiming that Blac Chyna threatened to kill Kylie Jenner. So Kris Jenner gave a bombshell testimony in court on Thursday, claiming Rob's ex, Blac Chyna, once threatened to kill Kylie Jenner. While on the stand in L.A., she testified that she was alarmed years ago when Kylie and then-boyfriend Tyga told her about the alleged threat. Kris added that Tyga told her on multiple occasions that Chyna allegedly tried to physically harm him with a knife. Kris testified, of course it was alarming, but we just kept it in the family. They lived across the street and she, Chyna, had a young child. I think we were more concerned about the Tyga situation.
Right.
So, Claude, this was about Kris saying that Chyna allegedly threatened to kill Kylie.
Yes, I saw that. And Chyna this morning apparently hasn't paid taxes since 2015.
Yes, I Jealous. Saw that. She like doesn't have a personal bank account. And there's just like a lot coming out from this trial. I think the most interesting part are these pictures. These
whoever
drawings.
Is doing the sketches is like, I want to say, like, not good. I can never decipher who's who.
It's like a little shady, too.
I agree. They should have gotten that guy who they always post, like that artist on Instagram
Hayden
who does
Christensen.
Yeah, that is who should be doing the court sketches, because these are twisted and they're not chic at all. I cannot figure out who is who.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's clear that, like, Kylie has short hair now, which I love that for her, like, such a mom cut. And Kim has the long hair and Chloe is the blonde. That's
blonde.
What I'm going to go with.
Yeah.
This whole situation is, like, really crazy. It's also crazy that they all have to, like, show up for court every single day over this,
and
like,
be in
family
the same
drama.
Room as her.
And I feel like this lawsuit has been, like, you know, in the works for a while, but I did not expect that, like, we were going to trial.
Jackie, it's been in the works for a while. It's been Blac Chyna's secret project that she's been teasing.
Stop. I just took a sip of water.
Oh my god. Okay, but also like I'm having a stroke. There are also other interesting things going on that we reported this week. Like Blac Chyna's mother has been like out of control on social media, like Instagram live streaming right outside the courthouse, threatening the judge, like, I'm gonna get that judge. It's just unwell.
Yeah, no, the whole thing is unwell, and I don't know what's going to happen with it. Like, I really don't personally think that, like, Rob and Chyna ended because the girls decided that it should end. I feel like they wouldn't have a show to begin with if that's what the family wanted. Plus, Rob and Chyna broke up, so the show ended. Like, that seems pretty clear to me. But
there never would have been a show if the Kardashians didn't want it, you know?
Yeah, yeah. So, I don't know. It's just more messiness. It's just the week of messy trials.
It's so much legal news like going on in the world right now.
Yeah. Yeah. So we'll see what happens. Hopefully we'll get the answer. Like the jury will deliberate soon and we'll see what's to come for Chyna.
And did she, I think it's like a one of the amendments in our constitution that like you can't incriminate yourself in a trial or like, is that a thing? Because she just fully admitted to, like, 11 fiduciary crimes.
Oh, interesting. But it's, like, just if
right?
you admit
like she's
it,
saying,
it can work in your favor, but it can't be used against you?
Right. I think there's a law, like, about incrimination. But I could be making it up.
No, it sounds like something that could be. Self-incrimination.
For sure, it sounds like something that could be. Self-incrimination, like, is a thing, I'm telling you.
Let me just Google
I was going to Google, like, amendment about incrimination.
Self-incrimination, the giving of evidence that might tend to expose the witness to punishment for crime. Okay. Duh.
Oh, right. Double jeopardy.
That's
and
different.
And protects against self-incrimination. Okay, yeah. So, no, I don't think that's what I was thinking of. I'm not sure what I was thinking of.
Oh, no. The Fifth Amendment protects a person from being compelled to incriminate oneself.
Right.
Self-incrimination may also be referred to as self-crimination or self-inculpation.
Inculpation? But sometimes we like get into these like holes and I'm like, what is this show about?
Get us out of here.
Right. We need to climb out of this hole. Beck okay. China really hate her personally and wishing her just the worst.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's get into our next story because I want to get your thoughts on it.
Okay.
Mike Tyson and his water bottle incident behind the airplane punch attack. Have you heard, I'm sure that you saw this video, Mike Tyson punched a fellow first class passenger aboard a Florida-bound flight because the aggressive man threw a water bottle at him, according to reps for the former heavyweight champ. Tyson was captured on video pummeling the man on Wednesday night JetBlue flight from San Francisco to Miami, where he later appeared at a weed conference after party. Prior to the beatdown, the apparent harasser is seen on the video posted by TMZ, standing over Mike Tyson's seat, waving his arms and talking animatedly while the former boxer sits quietly.
Yeah, I saw the videos of them, like, taunting him, like, filming it, like being menaces, mm-hmm. which is just like the worst type of content to make, just from a content perspective. And of course, physical violence is never the answer. But like these two were being annoying as hell.
No, like fuck around and find out.
Yeah, right.
I have honestly like no real problem with this. Like if you want to taunt Mike Tyson, and we saw them like with the hands and the mm-hmm. annoyingness, but apparently that guy also threw a water bottle at him. Fuck around, find out. You know you're going to get hit by Mike Tyson, right? Like,
right, and I think that it seems like that was their goal.
Yeah. Also, some of the other passengers.
Fuck around and find out. Who are you?
No, that's just like what I watched the video. I'm like, what other outcome are you looking right. for here? Like, honestly, if someone did that to even me on a plane and I'm not a heavyweight champion, like,
I'm knocking them out.
If you get in my space physically and I don't fucking know you and you're a drunk passenger, like, who's to say I won't fight back? Who's to say?
I would love to see that.
I reserve the right to fight back.
Why is that Tyson flying commercial?
Well, it was JetBlue Mint.
Very nice, but still doesn't answer my question.
No, but like it was a flight from San Francisco to Miami for like an event. Maybe the event was paying well. They would only pay for a first class seat. Like not everything you're going to get a PJ for. Not everything.
No, that's true, but I just find that shocking.
No, it's not that shocking. Like to go to a work event, and it's not like Mike Tyson is. You know what was more shocking? That Kanye flew coach to meet SNL. With New York. I thought that Kanye had a plane.
And also, wouldn't that have been like a major news story at the time? Like somebody took a picture of Kanye in a middle seat next to the toilet for 6 hours?
Yeah. No, but like also Kanye's a billionaire. Like that doesn't make sense why he flew commercial. Right. Like, but like Mike Tyson is probably a millionaire.
They were saying like he needed to get there super fast so he flew commercial. But it's like if you actually want to get somewhere fast, like you would need to fly private.
Yeah, maybe he didn't have time to, like, organize a plane or something, but still,
or
why
maybe
not?
Maybe he's just fiscally responsible. Maybe that's part of his new image.
Why not first class? Up in the sky.
Popping champagne. Living a life in the fast lane. I could put you in. Do you know that song?
Of course. Like I know just that one part.
I could put you in first class. It's like.
And then a. It's I was a G, throw up the L, sex in the A.
Oh, I don't even know that part. Look at you with the kids.
That's Jack Harlow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't really understand how, like, you can, like, I understand sampling songs, but, like, you're literally just, like, playing the song on your song. It's not original.
No, but it's really stunning, and it gives people, like, a newfound appreciation for the Fergie song. So
right. And anything that makes the world a little bit more Fergalicious is fine by me.
I totally agree. But back to Mike Tyson, not surprising that he was flying commercial because it was first class. Another passenger was saying that even before the flight, like these guys were getting drunk at the airport bar. Like they came on the flight wasted.
Right.
And then they fucked around and then they found out.
Right. And you know what? Consequences meet actions. It sounds like exactly what
they were asking for.
It's fucking Mike Tyson. Didn't he bite someone's ear off?
Yeah, no, it sounds like they asked for something and they received it.
And they must be thrilled with the results because it's exact. They're literally Megan Fox in Holiday in the Sun. No, in Confessions of a Teenage Drama Queen.
Good.
They're like, when she gets the bad role, they're like, oh, good, that's the one I wanted. Well, that's the one you got. Good, you wanted to get beat up by Mike Tyson? That's exactly what you got.
Yeah. So I know like violence is never the answer, but like when someone fucks with you, like reserve the right to fuck with them.
I just want to say violence is never the answer, but sometimes it is.
Yeah, no, if someone's like getting in your personal space, like everyone, especially in first class, like it's extremely clear. I have a pod. If you get in my pod, right. What goes down in my pod, that's why are you in there? Why were you in there?
No, and it's like, what could it more be done? Like, if you used to, like, take a sip of water with your mask down, like, a little too long, like, you would get, like, yelled at. Right. No, but now you can, like, invade someone's personal space, spit on them, and no one's going to say anything.
Right. Yeah.
The way some flight attendants, like, literally would choke me if I, like, you know, nibbled on a cracker, like, for an extra couple seconds. And don't get me wrong, like, I was definitely nibbling slowly so that I could just, like, get more time.
I mean,
like,
we were all eating for 3 hours straight.
Right? Like, I won't lie to you. Like, I was definitely being hella dramatic because I was not interested in putting my mask back on. But the way – you want to hear – actually, I think I already told this story. On my way back from Rome, I was asleep.
I think you did tell the story.
Below my nose.
Yeah.
And she woke me up to put it above my nose. Like, I'm sorry. That – it's a hate crime.
No, Claude, it's science. That's what it is. Did you talk about the fact that the mask mandate was lifted on airplanes on the show?
Yes, and Ben said that he's still going to travel with one because he actually really likes wearing one in the bathroom, and I thought that was actually an amazing call.
He'll like have one with him, but he's not going to wear it the whole time.
No. He will exclusively wear it when he's ready to go to the bathroom.
That's really funny. Good for him.
And I thought it was a good call.
Also, the videos of everyone cheering, like, to be on a flight when that happened, and the videos of, like, the flight attendants who have literally been wearing every day for 2 years straight, it was extremely heartwarming, and I'm very glad we're back to just drunk people fighting on planes.
Me too, with Mike Tyson. You love to see it.
You do. Are you ready for our next story?
Yes.
It's some media news. CNN Plus is shutting down 1 month after launch.
I didn't even know that they launched.
They launched a streaming service called CNN Plus. I had seen some ads for it, like, on taxi cabs, you know, with their, like, roster of people. And I was just like, and when I saw it, I literally was like, who wants that?
Yeah, because let me ask, what's and wrong with is, just wait, getting news on regular CNN?
The answer was nobody wants that. Actually, right. 10,000 people wanted it. 10,000 people signed up for CNN Plus. So, just for reference, like, the Redheads was bigger than CNN Plus.
Oh, my God. We are the literally so much bigger than CNN.
The Snatchler was bigger than
Jackie,
CNN Plus.
TNN, greater than sign, CNN.
Literally. But
wait, this is so embarrassing, first of all. Like, that's, like, my worst nightmare, like, launching a project that nobody's interested in. Like, this is so embarrassing.
Wait, how about if you spent, like, $100 million on it?
Right. Which I'm sure is, like, not a lot for them.
No,
but
it
I just
is.
Have to say, like, maybe because I'm, like, not a Target customer, like, I would never pay for news when there's, like, free news everywhere. But I don't feel like this was good marketing. I did not even know they were launching.
Well, I don't think you're the Target customer. I did know that they were launching, and I'm sure the people who, like, you know, do tune into CNN, I'm sure they got hit with this over the head every single day.
Right, right. Oh, totally, like, totally.
Still,
but see,
like,
it's like,
no,
I'm watching my free CNN, and now I'm getting a commercial for a different version with less famous people, but more money. Like, how does that make any sense?
I guess it was, like, meant to be, you know, more premium content, maybe, like, a little lifestyle of Chris Wallace, who knows? But what we do know is people weren't interested. So Warner Brothers Discovery is shutting down CNN Plus as of April 30th, marking one of the company's first significant maneuvers since completing the merger of Warner Media and Discovery less than 2 weeks ago. The decision puts an abrupt end to an ambitious and aggressive and failed venture that people familiar with the matter say rankled the new CEO of Warner Brothers from the start.
I guess they're
like, blaming this on, like, the merger thing. But at the end of the day, if people were clamoring to download CNN Plus, they wouldn't be folding it.
I just want to say, like, I'm feeling a lot better. Like, my spirits have been lifted. This show is literally healing me.
This show is
curative. Has healing properties.
Yeah, because you're forced to focus on, like, not what's
and smile.
Ailing you. Yeah, and it's like, you know when you're hungover and, like, if you lay in bed all day, like, you'll
and
feel
you
worse
stew.
Than if you...
Yeah.
Than if you try and do something, but sometimes you actually can't get out of bed. So I'm not talking about those hangovers.
I'm sorry, back to CNN. I just, like, this was their secret project and it was a big fat failure. And that is so embarrassing. Like, I'm so glad it's not me, you know?
No, but like it wouldn't be you because you're in tune with what's necessary, you know?
Yeah, I just don't really see like business wise. I guess do other like news platforms have their own streaming services? I feel like Fox News does.
Yeah, I think Fox does. And then with the other streaming platforms, like a lot of them are like tied into, you know, NBC, like ABC, Peacock. Hulu. Yes, yeah, exactly. So they just thought people wanted so much more CNN and
it turns out they really just want TNN because we've never been bigger.
Yeah, no, they want TNN. So if they want,
and we'll give them what they want. Okay, stop asking. TNN streaming service coming to you soon.
TNN Plus.
I love that. I love
that. Actually, would be so cute if it was like all the TNN hosts just like doing shows that are so different from their podcasts. You know, like maybe like an outdoor adventures with Lauren Elizabeth.
It's just so crazy how like CNN Plus, which I think like everyone can pretty much agree is like not a good idea business wise, they could get $150 million. Like, where is my 150 mil?
Yeah, or even like 50,
25. No, 50 because we have to split it. So.
Oh, true. Plus taxes, where then we're splitting it, you know, half again.
Half again. Do you mind if I just say something quickly before we dive into the next story?
No, I could use a break.
Well, there's a Mother's Day presale at Legacy Box, and I just didn't want people to miss it. Because if you're having trouble finding the perfect gift, especially for your mom for Mother's Day, who might be like more on the sentimental side, I highly recommend looking into Legacy Box. So if you don't know what to get your mom, check out Legacy Box. They are digitizing home videos, home photos, things we haven't been able to access in years. We came about in the VCR age. If you came about in the cassette era, I don't know. Check it out. They send you a kit and includes everything you need to safely pack and send your recorded moments, including safety stickers for every item. So they have world-class customer service. They'll take your stuff, keep you updated along the way with emails, and you also get a personal concierge to answer all of your Legacy Box questions once you get the kit. So you can give your mom the perfect gift this year. Go to legacybox.com/toast to get early access to their Mother's Day sale. But today, if you buy today and take advantage later, you don't have to send it in immediately, but if you want to get the sale, buy it today and then save it for when you're ready. Go to legacybox.com/toast to save big while supplies last. Again, you can get early access to their Mother's Day sale when you use our link, legacybox.com/toast. We did it like 1 or 2 years ago, and it was the most fun day ever when they gave it back on a thumb drive. There's a bunch of different ways they can send it to you. It was the best day, and it was just really honestly a great way to spend something like Mother's Day. So I highly recommend if you haven't gotten a gift for your mom yet.
Great. Thank you so much, which leads us into our next story, which is that Jessica Simpson's credit card was declined at Taco Bell the other day.
Ugh, celebrities being relatable. You actually hate to see it.
Jessica Simpson is living on a tight budget after putting her money into expanding her clothing line. She said on The Real on Tuesday, "I am draining my bank account. I have no working credit card. It's okay. I'll pay in cash. I went to Taco Bell the other day and my card got declined. I'm on a budget, ladies." She shared that she has invested so much of her money into her company as she plans to launch lines for boys and men, but she also said she is always willing to bet on herself. She said, "With money, there's just so much fear attached to it, and I'm the person that you get mad at the blackjack table. I'll put it all out there if it's me that's driving the show because I believe in myself and I know what I can do, and I know that nothing will stop me, and if you try to stop me, I'll try harder."
Okay, like, I love this sentiment, I really do, but I have to say, like, this is one of my least favorite qualities in people, like, not being fiscally responsible and just being like, I can do anything. Now, of course, I do believe Jessica Simpson investing in her business is a good idea. I think the money's safe, but, like, just overall, this, like, you know, throw caution to the wind, like, fuck money, I hate that sentiment.
No, or it's like, yeah, no, my credit cards don't work, but I'm hustling, like, and I'm going to shine. And it's like, no, you should have working credit cards and hustle and shine and, like,
right,
you know, invest in your business, but, like, you know, have
capital available. Also, yeah, Jackie,
which
earlier,
I feel like she does, you know, I feel like maybe, like, you know, people's credit cards get declined all the time for reasons not that aren't that they have $0 in the bank. So I'm sure she's, like, totally fine, but just, like, even, you know, promoting, like, yeah, who cares? My credit cards don't work. Everything's in my business is not really sound.
I know, but, you know, earlier in the week, I don't know if you saw the episode, We talked about Jessica Simpson letting us know that her daughter Maxwell and Northwest are like best friends.
So, yes, I didn't see the episode, but I did see that they're best friends. And that just meant everything to me.
Yeah, me too. Like, it was really kind of, not to be dramatic, like maybe the best news I had heard in months. Like, dead serious. It lifted me out of like this funk I've been in.
No, I know. And now I just need to know, like, what do the moms do when they're hanging out? Like,
no, I know.
Eric coaches basketball for North?
Mm-hmm. And they live in the same community, so, like, the girls play together all the time. And okay, she was at her birthday party.
This is so heartwarming and, like, literally the best news I've heard in my entire life. But I feel like it also means that, like, Jessica and Kim aren't friends because, like, that would also have been a part of the story.
Yeah. Also, can I say, like, how much I love podcasting with you? Like, it's so carefree. I haven't been this relaxed on the podcast just because, you know, when you're guest hosting, like, you just got a lot to do. Like, stories. Be engaging, not too engaging. Don't talk over them. And I'm just having such a delightful time with you. Like, there's nothing like Jackson Claude.
There's nothing like Jackson Claude. It's so true.
Literally nothing.
Yeah, because also, like, we know each other inside and out, and the audience knows us inside and out. But, like, when there's someone new, like, we've got to get to know them. Everyone else has got to get. It's very, like, introductory, you know? So this is just, like, we can just cut straight to the chase. So I do feel like Jessica and Kim, like, might not be friends, or else they would be friends.
No, I know. I was actually thinking the same thing. Because, like, if North was at Maxwell's birthday party, like, wouldn't Kim have, like, shared, like, a video? Because, like, it was outside. It was, like, gorgeous. It was, like, crazy decorations. I forget what the theme was. But, like, I don't know. The fact that we haven't known this up until this very moment is not a good sign.
Which just means that the kids are friends, you know?
Yeah.
And, like, Kim probably sent North with the nanny because, like, she didn't care to see Birdie's mom.
That's terrible.
Or Maxwell's mom.
Maxwell.
You know what? No. Like, it's not terrible. It's terrible for us.
For us.
Like, you know, you're not going to be friends with all of your kids' friends' moms. So I just feel like because we haven't heard anything, it means there's nothing to hear.
Yeah, I agree. So, like, while the news was exciting at first, you have sufficiently ruined it for me. So thanks
for
that.
Let's go back to Eric.
Remember,
coach.
Now I'm back. Now I'm back in my funk. Now I'm back in my funk that was initially brought out by the news.
Let's go back to Eric coaching North's basketball team because that's the cutest thing I've ever heard.
And maybe like Kanye and Eric become friends. I just like there's so much potential there.
So much potential, and like now Saints soccer games have really become like just a cultural
hotspot. Literally the Met Gala.
Literally. And so maybe like North's basketball games, once she's in season, maybe it's not her season yet, like we can start to see some exciting content from there.
Yeah, I agree. Like, gotta move to Calabasas when I have kids, because like if my kids are not like playing basketball, like they're just playing with some snot-nosed kids, and like none of those kids' parents are famous, like what is the point in having children?
I agree. You should probably raise your kids in LA.
Yeah, because like I think even when I become a mother, like, some things never change. Like, I will always be a social climbing star fucker.
Right. And, like, so, yes, being a mother is, like, a lot of work. And I think, you know, it'll be very taxing and whatnot. So you should at least get something out of it.
Right.
In your quest for fame.
Right. Like, if my PTA meeting is not in Hidden Hills, I don't want it.
Right. But that means you have to move to Hidden Hills.
It is what it is. I'll have, like, the ugliest, smallest house. And I won't have a dollar to my name because I put it all into, like, this piece of shit home. But...
And then your credit card will get declined at Taco Bell.
And then I will finally have made it.
Literally. Okay, are you ready for our fifth and final story, which is actually...
It's the final story. Do-do-do-do. Do-do... Do-do-do-do-do. Do-do-do-do. It's a final story. I gotta move to Hidden Hills and then shit out a kid.
And that's a magic number. I can't tell if that was like so gorgeous or so painful.
I think like kind of both.
Yeah, depending on like your ear quality.
Yeah.
Our next story is actually about the Met Gala, because Zendaya says that she won't be attending the Met Gala for the second year in a row, which is curious, second year in a row. She said, your girl's got to work, which, of course, get your fucking ass up and work. But the actress revealed in a recent interview with Extra that she would once again be skipping the annual Fashion Forward Fête in New York due to work obligations. She said, I hate to disappoint my fans here, but I will be working. Your girl's got to work and make some movies. I wish everyone the best.
I do believe that she's working, but I'm also curious if you have to be vaccinated to go to the Met Gala this year, because I'm telling you, and I don't know this for a fact at all, it's just like a feeling that I have, I think there's a lot of celebrities who are not vaccinated because, like, they're very, you know, concerned with what they put in their bodies. They're all like green juice, Erewhon. So I think that there's a lot of celebrities who aren't vaccinated. In New York, it's no longer the law, if I'm
right.
So I think it'll be fine.
You are correct. Like, it used to be, like, when they had the last Met Gala, you couldn't go to the Met as a patron without being vaccinated. Like, now all of that is lifted. So I think that if they kept the vaccine mandate in place for this year's Met Gala, like, that would be extremely silly and unnecessary.
And,
I think,
and I'm telling you, it would affect, like, the guest list.
Right. And it did last year. Like, no one was there. Met Gala that happened in September, it's like everyone, like, wants to erase it from memory. It was like an embarrassment, really. Yeah. And I think a lot of people weren't there because they weren't vaccinated. And so I don't think that they'll make that mistake again, especially when the world is moving on from that.
Right. And, like, at the end of the day, the Met Gala is a fundraiser. And if they want to raise funds, like, they need A-list stars.
Yeah. But I do think, like, you could be working and, you know, come into town for the Met Gala. Like, it's, you know, take up, like, 2 days. So I do think it's interesting that Zendaya, who is literally, like, the most fashion girl of fashion, is now skipping 2 years in a row.
Yeah, maybe she's got, like, beef.
Yeah, or maybe she's just, like, making a statement. Like, this isn't that important. I'm not going to fly home for it.
No, I mean, I do love that. And what's interesting is, like, we've never seen the Euphoria girlies take the Met Gala red carpet in the years that they've become, like, mega stars. And I wonder if she's working on Euphoria or if, like, Sydney Sweeney and Alexa Demi will be at...
So she said
that's like the moment, like, that'll be.
She said she has to make some movies, so I think she would be saying that it's not a Euphoria thing. And I feel like I mean, you keep seeing these lists of people who are allegedly attending the Met, but, like, definitely Sydney Sweeney will be there,
obviously, and Alexa Demi, like, Maddie Cassie.
And I feel like,
so
even
iconic.
if they were working,
they wouldn't,
you know,
miss
you
it.
You can get a night off.
Yeah, no, totally. Take a break. Take five.
Yeah. So that's coming up soon. That should be fun. I mean, I'm just only really interested in if Kim and Pete are walking together.
Me too. And, like, there are whispers in the community that, like, Taylor will be attending. But, like, I can't imagine she'll be attending any event that Kim is at. Even though, like, her beef is, like, with Kanye. And the last time Kim ever spoke about the Taylor stuff on Watch What Happens Live, she was like, it's fine. We've all moved on.
Yeah, her beef is with Taylor Kanye, hasn't. But Kim post. Yeah, Taylor hasn't. And Kim is the one who posted the video. So right, I think, like, to Taylor, it's all the same.
Well, oh my God, my stroke. The audio from the episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians where the whole thing happens is going viral on TikTok. Because Chris is like, what if you just called Taylor up? And everyone is using that audio to, like moronic things their parents say, like when your mom tells you just to ask the CEO for a raise.
Wait, so what does Chris say?
I don't know. It never ends, but it's like, what if you just called Taylor up?
It's not bad advice.
No, it's not bad advice. And it's, like, very sweet and earnest. And I actually had forgotten about that episode. I went back and watched a longer clip where Chris is like, I love Taylor. I love her mom. Like, I really want to, like, figure this out. I think everyone who works for Taylor, it was very complimentary. Here, listen. Oh.
If you just called Taylor up and just say, what happened? How did this go so south? What would happen?
Isn't that funny? And everyone's like, my mom calling random people in my grade to give me rides because she's too lazy to do it. No, it's such a funny trend. And now, like, every randomly throughout the house, I'm like, Ben, what if you just called Taylor up?
That's really funny.
Yeah. So I would love to see Taylor at the Met Gala, but I don't think we will.
I don't know, but that'll be exciting. So that's something to look forward to, something to live for.
Something to live for.
Okay, let's get into our TV recap. Are you ready? Because we're talking Kardashians anyway.
Yeah, okay. Good episode. Again, loving the documentary style. I was talking about this with Remy yesterday, and I want to know if you agree. Like, I do not like midnight streaming service. I don't like that. I'm not ever going to watch it at midnight.
I agreed with everything you said.
So annoying.
I agree with everything that you said. I'm not going to watch it at midnight because, like, I want to enjoy. And then all the articles are written the next day, right, like, all the headlines. And it's just, like, let me live and enjoy. Like, I wish there was a normal premiere time.
Right. Like, 8 o'clock. Like, some of us go to bed really early. So I just didn't, like, love that. Mm-hmm. But I do like this new style. I mean, I was cringing to the nth degree, like, with what was that Israeli real estate agent's name? Tomer. Tomer the agent, like, having to step aside because they – I'm sorry. Like, I'm all for living your best life, living your truth. Like, they're embarrassing. Sorry. Like, it's not okay. Like, there is a human being in your presence. He's trying to show you a house. That house was stunning. But it was very – that whole, like, saga was giving me, like, very much old Keeping Up energy. Like, they're obviously not buying that house in Malibu.
No, it's like when you look at the backyard that Courtney currently has and then the backyard of that house, which was like 1 square foot.
Right.
And it's like the backyard of her current house is like so vast, like it's views of mountains, palatial. Never ends.
Yeah.
Rolling hills. Like, she's not fucking moving there.
No, but you know what? I actually thought the conversation about how her fertility meds actually ended up putting her in early menopause was really interesting and, like, kind of makes sense because she's, like, so clean, you know, non-toxic queen. And it was really sad. And, like, Chris was like, you know, in a year from now, we're going to be having your babies. But this was filmed, like, 8 months ago. And as far as we know, she's not pregnant. So my heart just, like, sank.
Yeah. No, that was really sad to watch. And, I mean, it still feels so crazy that we're getting such personal information, especially from Courtney, who has been so guarded. But it is nice that she's sharing her journey. And it's crazy to even think that they were already trying back then. Like, they weren't even engaged yet. And, you know, everyone's always speculating that she's pregnant.
Right.
And they have been for so long. And, like, that's just so hurtful.
It's so sad. And, like, and then any speculation of pregnancy is so annoying. But I imagine it's even more hurtful when you can't conceive.
Yeah, when you're trying.
Right. So, I really appreciated Courtney's candidness. And I kind of, like, love how she doesn't, like, give a fuck anymore. Like, she was like, oh, I'm not coming to SNL, which, like, they're all regarding as the biggest thing to ever happen on the planet. Like, everyone's flying in for it. Kanye flew coach. And she's like, no, I'm not coming. She had, like, she didn't want to see Scott. And Kim was like, I can uninvite Scott. She's like, no, it's Landon's birthday.
Yeah. No, but it's nice.
Yeah, no. And I actually don't think Kim gave a fuck. I, like, have this theory. Like, I feel like Courtney and Kim, like, really deep down, like, hate each other.
I don't know. Well, I think it's like they probably clash a lot, you know, but it's like I think they're so, like, family oriented. It's like, I don't think Kim would stand or Courtney would stand for, like, any slander of the other. You know what I mean? Like, and also, even when Kim posted for Courtney's birthday this week, she was, like, saying how, you know, Courtney's, like, shown her how to just, like, live her life and
best
people
life.
Don't get us. And I do feel like Kim is being, like, a little sis right now, just, like, looking at Courtney and Travis.
Yeah.
And, you know, being inspired by them. And I think that did influence her decision to date Pete. I agree that, like, they're not. It doesn't seem like they get along so well right now, but I think there's, like, deep, deep love.
You know? Of course. Yeah, they're just, like, not on the same page currently.
Yeah. And, like, Kim has spoken at length about how close her and Chloe are right now.
Right now, Chloe.
But also, those dynamics always change.
With sisters of all varying degrees of fame.
Yes, even with us, like, it's so crazy, the dynamics of, like, us growing up versus even, like, 5 years ago, who was the closest or, like, just the most in common.
100%. Like, if you had told me, like, when we were kids, like, I would end up working and, like, talking in terms of, like, most frequency to you every fucking minute, I would be like, I, like, low-key fucking hated you when we were kids and you hated me. Like, we just were not vibing whatsoever. I think, like, you thought I was disgusting and, like, I thought you were a bitch.
I don't even remember. Like, what age are you talking about?
Like, 11.
Like, high school or, like?
No, not high school.
I don't, like, I don't remember being 11.
Cool. Okay.
Like, I don't know what I was thinking. Sorry. So I can't confirm or deny your story.
No.
There was also a time when, like, you and Olivia were, like, thick as thieves, like, watching the Cooking Network and Law and Order every single day.
Yeah.
You know? And just funny how it changes, like, that we literally now talk. I think we FaceTime 30 times a day.
You know, yesterday, I think we hit a record.
No, yesterday we actually FaceTimed less because I wasn't feeling well.
Oh, I felt like you called me so many times yesterday. Like every time you had a thought.
Oh, well, I do call you every time I have a thought. It's just
no, it's important because, and then what's really annoying is like, if one of us doesn't pick up, every time me or Jackie has a thought, we have to share it in a FaceTime. And so if the other person doesn't pick up, like the thought vanishes. So then you'll call me back and you'll be like, you called me. Like, yeah, I had something to tell you, but I don't remember. And then we'll like chit chat and we'll usually end up remembering what we had originally called about. But the problem with this I can't think of words today.
The
setup,
yeah,
format is that it's built to fail if someone doesn't pick up because yeah. it's over.
Yeah, no, and it's so frustrating when you can't just like get immediate gratification for your thought.
No, I know, and I think that you probably don't answer more frequently than me because obviously you have a child who was just
yeah,
born.
And like sometimes I just like leave my phone and like come back 45 minutes later, right. Like because something happened.
I don't do that.
Yeah.
Let's do a little bit more TV recap, but I have to tell everyone I have something to say.
Mm.
The Bruce is back. The Bruce is back. Hey. You know, our lead sponsor, they took a little break, but they are back. So if you've been wanting to get an electric toothbrush and you were waiting, like, where's the Bruce code? It is here. Bruce is an electric toothbrush that will change the way you think about brushing your teeth. With powerful sonic technology and ultra-gentle bristles, the Bruce redefines what it means to have super clean teeth. It's like that feeling when you just leave the dentist, fresh, whole mouth clean every single day. So you can get 20% off when you pick your Bruce brush kit and the plan when you go to bruce.com/toast. That's bruush.com/toast. 20% off bruce.com/toast. So again, the brush has 4-week battery life, 6 unique cleaning modes, 2-minute timer. A subscription plan so you can replace your brush head. It uses sonic technology. Everyone knows the Bruce is that bitch. And the Bruce is back. So bruce.com/toast, B-R-U-U-S-H, 20% off.
I just got a fresh Bruce and there's really nothing like it.
You got a Fruche?
I got a Fruche.
Okay, Summer House.
Summer House. What's going on? They really like gave us nothing in this episode, I think. It was just kind of filler. But even I don't mind the filler when it's just like I
Paige
like
and Sierra people. Being like queens.
Modeling.
Like, my toxic trait is I am so ride or die for Paige and Sierra. And like I think the general consensus online is pretty split.
But no, you know what? It's not split. They're like, not.
No, we're once again in the minority with our opinions, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, like but the you internet know what? Has then sided with Daniela Lindsay.
But then I look at, like, the Twitter for Rahonj, and, like, these people are on Teresa's side. So, like, okay, then I don't care what you have to say. Like,
you're obviously uneducated.
We clearly just have a different premise.
Yeah. Well, what I thought was interesting is, like, how Maya has really gravitated towards Paige and Sierra. And I feel like they've been, like, a good friend to her. And, like, her concerns at the beginning of the show, like, she no longer has. She has, like, real friends. And then Maya was on Watch What Happens Live recently, and she was, like, being like loser energy, like kind of distancing herself from Paige and Sierra. I feel like she saw that people are like taking Lindsay and Danielle's side and she like doesn't want to be on the wrong side. It just feels really losery considering like Paige and Sierra, from what we see, like have been really good to like open, and she's like laying in the bed with them. She doesn't even talk to Danielle or Lindsay.
Right. You know what? I'll wait to see what happens at the reunion, because that's like really where you can see if someone has an about face. She did make a shady comment about Craig on Watch What Happens Live, but you never know like what inspired
she knows,
that. So I'm very curious for the reunion. But really, what the fuck happened in this episode?
No, Kyle like had a breakdown. Oh, and honestly, like I'm so over Kyle. The fact that he said, Lindsay, you had a miscarriage, like I could have slapped him. And like, I feel like everyone was like, you know, shook by it, but nobody like reprimanded him in any way. And I just like literally hate this man, and I don't understand the chokehold he has over this group. Why does everyone want to be friends with him? Like, I don't get it.
Maybe because he's been in the one who's been on the show since season one, so they think that like, you know,
he's
you
powerful
need to, yeah, like you need to be on his side. Like, he's the constant and everyone else is changing. So like, if you're like, and I think I didn't watch the season with Hannah Burner, but like, didn't she really like get off the show because she wasn't getting along with Kyle and Amanda?
Right, like they are like the center. I just don't agree with it, and I don't like Kyle, and I thought that was really like a fucked up thing to say. And like, I hate when people are like Okay, you have a job. Like, so does everyone. Like, no one cares. You're not special because your job is harder. Everyone's job is hard.
No, and, like, if your job makes it so that, like, you really can't function in a social setting, then either, like, obviously make a change in your work situation or, like, don't go and be social. Like, stay home and work and because that's really where your mind is at. Also, it's so, like, silly to blame it on your job when the reason you're being an asshole is because you're drinking copious amounts. Like, right. Let's see if you went to dinner and you didn't have a drink. Like, would you still be an asshole? Probably not.
Right. And you know what I thought was interesting? We learned, like, a couple, maybe last week, that Amanda doesn't physically own any shares or stock in Loverboy, which is moronic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I just didn't know that. So, obviously, she should not sign a prenup.
No, or, like, sign a prenup but have, like, stipulations for if they do ever split up, like, she should get some shares. Maybe not 50% of his, but, like, that's what the prenup would be for.
Yeah, I just thought that was, like, very shocking because she really is, like, the face of the brand.
Yeah, and, like, she is such a big part in making it, like, relevant and on the show and, like, just right. Everything. Yeah.
But, yeah, you're right. Of course, when Kyle got up, he got all upset from the meal. Who runs after him? It's Danielle. Yeah. I can't with her.
Yeah.
She's my least favorite person on the show, I think. I don't know. Luke is up there.
I think so, too. But there are some, like, scenarios. Oh, no, I kind of like Luke. There are some, but also because I don't know him from when he was, like, a fuckboy, allegedly.
Right.
Like, this season, he's just, like, kind of a voice.
Irrelevant.
He's barely in it.
Yeah.
But with Danielle, there are some, like, scenarios that she finds herself in where I actually do really like her. But then there are others where I don't, you know? Like, I do feel mm-hmm. like she is, like, a good friend. And anytime she's giving advice to one of the girls, maybe not Lindsay specifically, but when she's just being a friend to the other girls, I like her. Or even with, like, Robert, they're really cute.
Yes, Robert is great. She's in a good relationship, I agree.
This schism between Lindsay and Danielle and, like, Paige and Sierra, and it's clear that they, like, all really don't like each other.
Yeah.
It's, like, really awkward because they also don't talk about it. And then when they do have a fight and they're, like, you realize that these people don't like each other, it's like, oh, what were all the episodes I watched before this where I thought everyone was friends?
No, they're really not. You're right. Like, the fact that Lindsay and Danielle go out every single weekend and Paige and Sierra have never been out once is, like, so bizarre.
Yeah. It's kind of, like, I feel like they all sort of have, like, this delicate balance and it works. But it's a reality show, so we gotta blow it up.
Right, right. So I think the finale is next week. The reunion's already been filmed. I think the reunion will be really good. I saw the looks come out of the reunion. They were bleak, I can't lie.
Oh, no, I really liked some of them. I actually thought everyone looked really good.
It wasn't giving what it's supposed to have given.
Oh, interesting. I thought everyone looked really good. I know you didn't watch New Jersey, but I watched last night, and it's so infuriating. I don't have the words because it's like, if you are on the side of reason and logic and just overall things making sense and applying the same standards for most situations in your life, then, like, it's clear that you're Team Margaret. But, like,
obviously,
Teresa is just out of control, makes no sense. Like, if you apply, like, you'll give her an analogy of, like, something that she did to someone versus something that someone did to her, and, like,
it's always different.
It's always different, and I don't understand, like, how anyone can defend her. And, like, I know Dolores is a good friend and she's, you know, old school, and so that doesn't bother me so much. But, like, even the stuff with, like, Melissa and Joe, like, at a certain point you have to tell someone, even if you love them to death. Like, if you were going around acting crazy, I would tell you. Yeah. I wouldn't betray you. I wouldn't do anything, like, you know, I wouldn't take someone else's side, but I would be honest with you. And if you can't be honest with someone, then you just don't have a relationship with them.
No, I agree. Like, it's getting to the point where it's, like, very infuriating. Like, when she called Margaret's ass jiggly, like, there's just, you think she can't fall any further, go any more below the belt? The way she acted at that restaurant was insanity. She's like, she's acting like a piece of trash, and she's calling Margaret white trash. It's like, you just can't make up the hypocrisy.
Yeah, no, and Margaret, like, couldn't, like, so Teresa threw all these drinks at her. Margaret could have started throwing things, mm-hmm. and she didn't.
Not once.
Like, Margaret handled it as classy as she possibly could. Then the next night, they have this dinner, basically, and Teresa like comes in with an apology for the group, but not for Margaret, and her apology to the group fucking stunk too. Right. And like Margaret's just not going to sit there and take it because like the rest of the women treat Teresa like a child and like that she can get away with all this stuff.
No, like,
and,
like that's a, just how it mental is. Patient.
Yeah, no, and that's just how it is. But like Margaret is a grown woman. She's not going to stand for that. The same rule should apply to everyone. Like, this is an even playing field. And it's just so crazy how everyone handles Teresa with, like, these kid gloves. And I'm just not interested in watching that. And it is so crazy reading tweets of people who are on Teresa's side. It's like...
No, honestly, we need to have, like, a Teresa stan on this show just so I can understand how their brain works. Like, how can you be that delusional?
Seriously. Like, and so you can like even see like Margaret, Tracy, Jackie, and like Melissa sometimes, but Melissa tries to stay out of it, which like she should. Not involve yourself.
She doesn't need more problems.
Margaret, Tracy, and Jackie just like look at each other like, is this for real? Like, am I living on planet Earth? Like, because she is coming from another planet.
Yeah, it's infuriating to watch, but it's probably even more painful to be a part of. Like, I know I'm a Margaret apologist. I love her deeply, but I still feel like I would feel the same way if I didn't know Margaret personally.
100%. And also, it's so crazy. They had such a good day, all of the girls and the guys. They were separate, but like Teresa didn't join the girls during the day. They've recorded a song in Nashville, and I thought it was going to be like such a cringy experience, but I just want to say like those two songwriter guys were really talented. They were just like whipping up material.
We should do something like that when we go next.
I know. When I first saw they were going to do that, I was like, oh, fast forward. Like, I really don't care. But it was a really fun activity, and just the New Jersey women like are always doing stuff like
surprising us new constantly.
They're always like doing activities that actually wind up like looking cute, and it was a really great like bonding moment. Everyone had a really good day. Then the dinner starts that night, and Teresa and Louie aren't there yet, so everyone's just like vibing and talking, and like when they walk in, it is like a dark cloud over the evening, and it's like, is that who you want to be?
Right, like suck the life out of every room.
Literally, like it went from being like such a fun night in Nashville with like, you know, your friends and their husbands, and we're just having a good time, to like, ugh, pit.
Right.
And when you are that person who's bringing the cloud into the room, like you're the one who needs to evaluate yourself, not the other people.
100%. But also that would require Teresa to have self-awareness, which is not a quality she currently possesses. It's not in her vernacular. Also, I saw a clip on TikTok today of an interesting conversation Jackie had with Andy on Watch What Happens Live about how like Gia's like very much making herself like known this season. She wants to be a part of the show in a bigger way, and how last year like Jackie was so ostracized for bringing up Gia in an analogy, when now Gia's like very much a part of the show and therefore fair game.
Yeah.
And Jackie was talking about how like she's been thinking about that, and I just thought it was like an interesting take. Like, I feel like we could see Gia at a reunion, you know?
That's so crazy. I'm personally not here for it. Like, in general, I think there's been a couple of other shows that have put, like, the kids in confessionals. I think they think it's, like, a cute thing to do. And also, like, they want to, like, capitalize on, like, if these kids become famous on their own. Especially with Gia. She really did have a very viral year. Mm-hmm. It's just, like, how, like, they never had... They had Gigi and Bella on the show in Yolanda's scenes. But I think now, knowing the success that they've had since the show, like, Bravo wishes that they had like more with them.
Yeah.
So then they started putting Delilah and Amelia in confessionals. And I'm just not really here for any of it. Like,
no, you can't recreate.
I'm sorry you missed out on Gigi and Bella. Like, I'm very sorry for you. But that doesn't mean we need to see all these kids now.
Yeah, I agree completely. I have to say, before we started this episode, my Chinese food had just arrived, and it's an hour later, and like, I need to eat. So I am wrapping this episode currently.
I need to eat as well.
And I'm not doing my outro, because I'm just like, I've given everything to this episode. I feel like I made it through. I thought today's episode was going to be like crap, and it's an hour, and it was fucking hilarious. Get Canva Pro. So I feel like I've done my job, and I am leaving. Goodbye.
Goodbye, everyone. We hope you have a great weekend, and we will see you on Monday.
Yes, Monday's episode is remote with Ben, and then we've got great co-hosts. The schedule will be posted on our Instagram. Goodbye.
Goodbye now.